Dorma from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Edward Kondrat, and I'd like to wish all the mothers out there Happy Mother's Day. And I got some really exciting news for all the listeners. I'm moving my office to Florida. We found just a beautiful location north of Tampa, about 30 minutes north of Tampa, and it's always been a dream of mine to find an area that I could develop into a wellness center. So when folks come for an evaluation or a three-day program, they're going to be at a very relaxing place. We'll be able to serve you organic food, just a very quiet environment. So this has been a dream of mine, and I'll be closing my Phoenix office the end of June and moving to Florida in July, but I'll still be returning to Phoenix, Arizona. I'm not giving up my patients. I'll be coming a couple times a year to continue care, but my main base of operation will be in Florida. We're going to be beginning and celebrating this opening by having two phenomenal programs. One will be July 16th and one will be in August. And to celebrate this, we're going to have a special introductory offer. We're going to be reducing the fee for these programs by 50%. We're also going to be having a special contest. And I'd encourage all the listeners who might be interested in my therapies and my three-day program to give the office a call and see how you can enter this contest. But the contest is that we're going to offer all expenses paid to the Florida Center, including airfare, your accommodations, all your food, for 3 days. You'll be receiving an evaluation, testing, 3 days of therapy, including microcurrent, light therapy, intravenous therapy, and the goal is to improve your health and turn your vision around. So please give the office a call at 1-800-430-9328 to get more information about this exciting program. And I hope my mother is listening, and if she is, I want to wish her a happy Mother's Day. And speaking of mothers, my guest, we were joking before we came onto the show, that she's a remarkable woman. She has published two books. One is called Coping with Glaucoma, and the other book is Glaucoma, Patient to Patient. And I like to refer to her as kind of like the mother of all glaucoma patients. She's the woman that's there to give you advice, to help you when you have that shock, when you first receive that diagnosis of glaucoma, to kind of allay your fears that you're not going to go blind, to give you advice. So her name is Edith Marks. Edith, it's a great pleasure to have you on the show. And, yeah, how do you like that title? You're the mother of all glaucoma patients.
Okay.
So
yes.
Let's talk a little bit about how you got interested in the work that you're doing, educating patients on glaucoma. Maybe we could start about your own personal experience with glaucoma.
Yes. I received my information that I had glaucoma when I was 52. And people at that point found it very surprising that I got glaucoma at that age because they considered it an old person's disease. Well, subsequently, I found that it is not at all an old person's disease, that glaucoma can occur in babies right through the all age spectrums. When I first was told I had glaucoma, I didn't pay much attention to it. And unfortunately, I began to lose sight in one eye very rapidly because I have a form of glaucoma called exfoliation, which is a gene. And unfortunately, they have found that it is one gene that is responsible for exfoliation, not like in open-angle glaucoma where there are a number of genes involved. But they are still now working on a process to block that gene. Meanwhile, I went through the whole period of drops and laser and operations, and I began to feel at some point that I had to do something for myself. And mostly because when doctors came to speak to us, the patients seemed to be very frustrated. They didn't quite know what to do. And when we asked about nutrition, the doctor said, well, they couldn't recommend anything because it was not peer-researched. So I began to delve into the health issues, and I found a great deal of material that I then began to share with the people in our glaucoma group. And our glaucoma group had been going now for about 15 years, and it had grown from about 3 or 4 people to 400. And we began to look at various nutritional therapies. And from that information and from the information I began to gather about glaucoma and the various forms of glaucoma and macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, I began to realize that nutrition might play a very strong role in not curing glaucoma, because I haven't seen that it does, but at least in helping the body cope with glaucoma. And that's what brought me to writing Coping with Glaucoma, my first book, and then the second book, because there was so much material that had developed since the first book that I wrote the second book, Glaucoma Patient to Patient. And it's such glaucoma at this point, and the research is moving so fast, that I'm beginning to feel that there's a need for another book. Do you feel that, Dr. Conrad?
Yeah, it is. You're right. There's so much new information out there. So many ways that patients can be helped and benefit. And that's part of the reason why I'm writing my third book, because I just want to share so much information with patients on nutrition and different things to take. But I think it's really interesting, when you first had your diagnosis of glaucoma, it's a very common reaction to have denial. You know, the doctor misdiagnosed it. I really don't have glaucoma. And you kind of ignored the diagnosis, and that's when you had a significant loss of vision. So I guess one thing that listeners who have glaucoma, you really have to take this disease seriously, and you do have to
very
have a
serious
monitor.
Yes. Yeah, and
I think if you do listen to your doctors and, you know, take those steps in terms of nutrition and your general health, there is absolutely no reason why you should lose vision and go blind. But if you ignore the disease, it's a disease that can lead to blindness.
Well, they now say that you should not go blind from glaucoma, that there are so many therapies out there, additional therapies, that doctors can keep you from going blind. But that's not to say that you won't lose vision, because glaucoma steadily progresses even though you have low pressures, because it's not only the pressure that affects glaucoma, but there are other features in the eye that are affected, and these are still being investigated.
Now, you know, we're coming up to a break right now, and that's going to be a good lead-in when we come back. We'll talk about why glaucoma is not just pressure, that there's other factors involved. So you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Conrad, and it's a real pleasure to have with me Edith Marks, who's the author of a wonderful book called Coping with Glaucoma, and her second book is called Glaucoma Patient to Patient, A Guide for You and Your Family. So it's such a pleasure to have Edith Marks on the show. And when we come back, we'll be discussing other factors besides pressure that are contributing to the disease glaucoma. So we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Have you considered Dr. Kondrat's three-day program to improve your vision and quality of life? Would you like to improve your vision now? Did you know that over 90% of patients who attend the three-day program have a significant change in vision? Answer these questions to see if you qualify. Do you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision? Have you been told by your eye doctor that nothing else can be done? Are you afraid of surgery or injections? Are you looking for an alternative method to improve your vision? And are you concerned about passing the vision test for your driver's license? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will benefit from the three-day program. Call now to see if you qualify. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328. Again, if you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision, if your eye doctor says nothing else can be done, if you don't want to have surgery, if you are open to alternative methods, and you would like to pass your driver's license eye exam, try Dr. Kondrat's three-day program. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Dr. Kondrat is the world's only board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic physician. He's the author of two best-selling books, Healing the Eye the Natural Way and Microcurrent Stimulation Miracle Eye Cure. Anyone with eye-related problems needs these books. Dr. Kondrat talks to us in an easy-to-understand language, gives us many ways to help keep our eyes healthy, and discusses the medical ramifications of macular degeneration in a simple and straightforward manner. It is a joy to have a medical doctor finally embrace the many alternative medicine tools that are out there today in an intelligent manner and from experience. Learn how he can help you improve your eyesight and clarity of vision. Call now to order one or both books today. 1-800-430-9328. That's 1-800-430-9328.
Improve your vision and pass your driver's license. Dr. Kondrat's special program has been designed to improve your vision quickly. It includes both of his best-selling books, four CDs of The Best of Healthy Vision, a Snellen Acuity Chart, and a special audio CD on the steps you need to take to improve your vision quickly and pass your driver's test. A $120 value, yours for only $49.95. Discover how you can improve your vision quickly, without drugs, without surgery, and pass your vision test. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
If you have a mortgage in Arizona, there's a huge chance that you're upside down on that home. There is good news. Banks are encouraging short sales. At Renee Leach & Associates, we have the experience to help you get out from under a bad mortgage. It will cost you nothing. You can't wait. Banks are not going to allow you to short sale forever. Call 480-656-1644. Ask for me, Dave Leach, and let me help you gather the information you need to understand your options. Renee Leach & Associates, 480-656-1644, 480-656-1644, RLABrokers.com.
Barry Eisen is a corporate speaker and trainer who has worked with literally thousands of entrepreneurs and hundreds of companies for improved business and personal performance. Earn more money at your business, become healthier, and take charge of your personal life. Learn more about these effective, powerful focusing techniques from Mr. Eisen by going to BarryEisen.com. BarryEisen.com. Check out these tools that can put you in greater control of your life by going to BarryEisen.com. BarryEisen.com.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Edith Marks, author of two wonderful books dealing with coping with glaucoma, and I refer to her as our mother to help us when we have glaucoma. So I hope you're not offended with that, Edith.
No, I'm not offended at all.
Okay, but let's talk, you know, we ended the last segment. We talked a little bit about pressure, but I think you want to share with us that glaucoma really is not entirely about eye pressure, that there's more important features involved.
Yeah, one of the issues that has come to light within the last, I'd say, 6 or 7 years is blood flow. Normal pressure glaucoma was certainly implicated in that because not enough blood carrying the nutrients of oxygen gets to the optic nerve. If blood flow is limited and it doesn't get in the capillaries, there are a number of patients in our group who kept losing sight at normal pressure. And they found that when they measured their blood flow at night, when there is a blood pressure dip, that it became very low. And that meant that during sleep, patients were not getting enough blood into the eye. And so they advised these patients to eat salty foods before they went to bed. They also hospitalized patients and did a diurnal evaluation, taking pressures every 2 or 3 hours just to see how much blood flow got into the eye. Now they have extrapolated this to open-angle glaucoma, and they feel that many of the glaucomas do not have enough blood flow. So this is one of the fluids in the eye. And then the fluid in the spinal cord is also implicated. They have discovered that patients with glaucoma don't have as much fluid as patients who don't have glaucoma. So that's another factor that may affect glaucoma. So these are, when I first started with my glaucoma, it was solely in the eye, and we patients would say, but the eye is part of the body, and if something is happening in the body, it has to be happening in the eye. And they say, no, it's the eye that we have to. Well, now we have discovered that, oh, yes, many things that are occurring in the body will affect what's happening in the eye, as it does with any other body part. And so more and more is being discovered about what's happening in the body, the kidneys, the lungs, the heart, the blood pressure. And at one point we were saying that, oh, no, blood pressure is not associated with glaucoma. Well, it is. High blood pressure is associated with glaucoma, not because it causes more high IOP, but because the blood doesn't get into the capillaries, and the capillaries cannot then feed oxygen into the optic nerve. And if the optic nerve does not get oxygen, it begins to die. And you begin to get deterioration, and your visual fields don't look very good. So it's all connected.
It's interesting because...
Want to say something to this?
Edith, when I went to medical school, we called normal blood pressure 160 over 90. And I really believe that there is just a lot of patients who are being treated for high blood pressure that really don't have it. I believe the body has a wisdom, and when we get older, our blood pressure needs to creep up a little bit higher, just as you described, to get the blood flowing to the eye and to the brain. And many traditional doctors claim that, you know, you got to get the blood pressure below 140 over 70. And if you have glaucoma and you're lowering your pressure with medication, that can be a contributing factor, I believe, to causing an additional loss. So it always upsets me when I evaluate a glaucoma patient or taking hypertensive medications, and I ask them what their blood pressure was, and they tell me it was, you know, 150 over 80, you know, and they're taking 3 or 4 medications now. I think that is something seriously that people should look at. Why are they taking the blood pressure medications? And that can contribute to glaucoma loss. There was also an interesting study that men...
They go crazy. They go crazy when they see a blood pressure above 130. Absolutely, they go insane. And I explained to them again and again that the blood has to get into the eye. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, isn't it wonderful if your pressure gets down to 120 over... Oh, you're so great. And I keep saying, no, 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 it should not be that low.
Yeah, we got to have an adequate blood flow or adequate pressure to get the blood into the eye. And there was a study done that men who wear neckties with glaucoma have greater visual field loss, because what does a necktie do? It constricts the blood flow going to the eye and the brain. So, you know, I think if you're a gentleman out there and you're wearing a tight necktie and you have glaucoma, you know, either loosen the necktie or get rid of it. If you need a doctor's excuse not to wear a necktie, I'd be happy to write you one. Have you heard about the article that was written with men in neckties and glaucoma?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah. But I think you do make a good point about, you know, that pressure. You know, glaucoma is just not pressure. You have to look at circulation. So let's talk a little bit more about what other things people can do to improve the circulation to the optic nerve. Let me hear your thoughts on that.
Well, exercise certainly does. Exercise is known to reduce the pressure, but it also gets the oxygen level up. And so there's this recommendation that certain patients should do aerobic exercise. But again, there's the problem with certain kinds of glaucoma, because with exfoliation and with pigmentary glaucoma, where little particles will be loosened and may get into the trabecular meshwork, they don't recommend aerobic exercise. But walking is always good. Just walking. And if you can walk 2 miles a day, great. If you can walk 3 miles a day, that's even better. If you can walk 5 miles a day, that's great. And this is something that is very important, because that really revs the body up.
Yeah, I'm sure in regards to exercise, you know, most eye doctors don't even talk about that, but like you said, there's been so many studies to show that exercise will reduce intraocular pressure. And a couple of months ago, I had a patient in my office who had uncontrolled glaucoma. He was taking 3 medications. His pressure was 25, which is high. And what we did, he was a professor of African dance. I had him get out on the waiting room floor, and he danced for about 30 minutes. And then I measured his pressure, and lo and behold, it was under 20. It was 18. And he was delighted, because this was his passion. And I said, maybe, you know, you just have to start to dance every day, and that will help, you know, not only improve the blood flow, improve oxygenation, and at the same time lower the pressure. So we're coming up to another break right now, and I know that we're going to be talking about another aspect that folks can do to help them with their glaucoma. And so you're listening to Dr. Edward Kondrat, Healthy Vision, and my guest is Edith Marks, author of Coping with Glaucoma and Glaucoma Patient to Patient, a guide for you and your family. So we'll be right back after this break.
NBC. News Radio. I'm Melissa Rayberger. California Governor Jerry Brown is taking aim at California's mounting deficit. Brown will lay out a plan tomorrow to eliminate the $16 billion state debt, and NBC's Miguel Almaguer reports it will include new tax.
People are used to getting those tax hikes every couple of years here in California, although many are saying, you know, enough is enough. The state has to figure out this mess.
Brown needs voter support for the tax hikes and for re-election in November. Three executives at J.P. Morgan Chase are being fired over that bank's $2 billion bungle. CEO Jamie Dimon says the loss is an egregious mistake, but it will not hurt the stability of the bank. Yahoo's board of directors has fired CEO Scott Thompson for saying he had a computer science degree when he didn't. Thompson listed the degree on his resume, and this afternoon the board ousted him and named an interim CEO. Greece's leftist leader rejected an invitation from President Papoulias today for a final round of coalition talk. This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFX Weather Center. Working our way through a pretty hot weekend for May. Temperature about 103 this afternoon, and we continue 103 to 104 through Wednesday of this upcoming week. Overnight lows now, mid to upper 70s. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFX.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 101 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to Maine and Maple?
How's that cooked?
How do you change the ringtone?
How much does this cost?
Does this bus stop at Elm Street?
We ask questions everywhere in life, except...
Any questions?
No.
At the doctor's office, ask questions.
What is this test for?
Are there any side effects?
Questions lead to better health care. Go to ahrq.gov for a list of 10 questions everyone should know. Questions are the answer. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What do you have against Obama? The man's been a stellar president.
Somebody's got to say it.
Holy bovine excrement.
That's why Neil Bortz is on the radio.
He's a Marxist. He is un-American. And if you believe he has been a stellar president, you can't be helped.
Neil Bortz. Mornings 10 to noon. Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX. Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX.
Well, welcome back to Health and Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And with me is Edith Marks, the author of Coping with Glaucoma. And we would like to hear from you. So if you do have questions for Edith Marks or myself, you can reach us at 602-277-KFNX. Or 277-5369, or we also have a toll-free number, 866-536-1100. So the next topic we're going to address is, what are the dietary changes that can benefit a person with glaucoma? And I know you're really a big advocate with diet, Edith, so let's hear your opinions on this. Hello? Edith, are you here?
I am here.
Okay. So let's talk about diet.
Okay. Shortly after my glaucoma, I began to think about what I was eating. And somebody said to me, you know, maybe glaucoma is caused by allergies. So I went for a test of allergies, and I found that I was sensitive to wheat and milk, and eggs, and all the foods that I was basically eating. So I began to change my diet and stay off of those foods. And a very interesting thing happened. My skin cleared up, and people said to me, oh, Edith, you look so great. What have you been doing? And I said, well, and I began to feel great. And I began to think, is this going to affect my glaucoma also? And I began to read further, and I found out there was something called free radicals. So I went to my GP, and I said, you know, there are free radicals. And he said, what? Free radicals? What's that all about? Well, the health community had found the free radicals, and they were talking about eliminating these free radicals from your body. And it took the medical community maybe about 10 years, I don't know, maybe about 15 years, to admit that free radicals did exist, and now they're talking about it. Well, free radicals are a very important factor, because in the eye, what they do is they kill the neurons. They actually kill the neurons. And the more free radicals you have, the more likely it is that you're going to have damage. Free radicals are caused by any number of things, but we have a wonderful, wonderful way of eliminating free radicals, and that's with antioxidants. And where do we find our antioxidants? Vegetables. Lots of deep, green, wonderful vegetables. Fruits, the berries, the yellow fruits, they all contain elements that will squash free radicals. And the reason for this is that the plants, when they are getting their energy from the sun, because, of course, plants cannot do anything without the sun, they also have to protect themselves from the free radicals that are caused. And so they develop these antioxidants. So that's why plants are such a superfood. And the plants that you really want to eat are the deep green vegetables. And you want to eat them not cooked to death, but lightly cooked and possibly raw if you can handle it. Older people find it very difficult to handle raw vegetables such as cauliflower and broccoli, the foods that are in this category, because they can't digest them well. So you just cook it a little bit, and your body will take care of the rest. You don't get enough vegetables? Try vitamins. Now, Dr. Condra has a wonderful vitamin formula. I took a look at it, and I said, oh, he just put everything into it that we need. You want to talk about that, Dr. Condra?
Well, I agree 100% with you in terms of diet, that I think the first step that people need to take for any eye disease is to shift your diet more towards raw, living food, leafy green vegetables. And like you said, don't cook them to death. You know, we are what we eat, and food is our best medicine. So you've really got to change your diet. And I'm a big advocate of organic food, simply because when you're eating non-organic, you're putting poisons, pesticides, heavy metals in your body. And if you do have glaucoma, and you have some slight nerve damage already, your optic nerve and eye is going to be much more sensitive to additional toxins. So you really have to be vigilant. And I like what my good friend Dr. Robert Rowan, who's the editor of Second Opinion, he said, well, if it has a label on it, just don't eat it. So unfortunately, because a lot of people can't obtain a lot of good organic, a good solid source of organic fruits and vegetables, I did come up with a vitamin formula for the optic nerve. And we selected key ingredients to be complex vitamins, ginkgo biloba, vitamin E. The ginkgo biloba and vitamin E have been shown in studies to improve circulation. We have Coleus perscoli, which is an Ayurvedic herb that also can lower the pressure and improve circulation. But in addition, what I think really what sets this vitamin apart from others, it has digestive enzymes, a little probiotics, and a touch of hydrochloric acid, because all these ingredients are essential to help the absorption of the vitamins. A lot of folks are taking good vitamins, but they're just not being absorbed in the body. And the vitamin formula also has chromium in it, which I think that a chromium deficiency might be linked to glaucoma. So what I'm doing routinely with all of my glaucoma patients is testing their chromium levels. It's a simple taste test. And I squirt a dropper full of a dilute solution of chromium chloride, and I ask them, what does it taste like? And if they have a horrible taste, then I know that they have adequate chromium levels. If it tastes like water, that means they're deficient in chromium. And so what is the, why do you need chromium? Well, chromium is essential for glucose metabolism and glucose uptake in the cell. So if you're deficient in chromium, glucose, which is necessary for all cellular activity, is not transported, it's not utilized in the eye, and then because you have a decrease in function of a lot of these key ocular cells, you're going to have an elevated pressure, you're going to have poor metabolism of the eye, and it's going to lead to problems. So chromium, I think, is really, really essential. So what other vitamins in your course of study, Edith, what other vitamins and nutrients do you think people should be focusing on?
Another thing that I'd like to talk about is melatonin. Melatonin and serotonin. These are very important. They're brain chemicals. And, of course, the optic nerve is part of the brain. And if you don't have adequate melatonin, again, you're going to be deficient in a very important area. And the third area is there's a lot of very good press on Pico Biloba. Are we ready to break?
No, we're fine. We got 2 minutes to go, so... Give us your comments on ginkgo biloba.
Because ginkgo biloba does wonderful things. It thins the blood and it stops the platelets from being sticky so that more blood can get into the eye. And it's been used in Germany. They use a fairly high dose of ginkgo biloba when people get glaucoma. Now, I don't know whether they have better results from it, but it's very interesting that they have found this a very important nutrient for the eyes. At one point, Dr. Rich did a study to see if ginkgo biloba would actually lower pressure. And I think he was only working on pressure, and it didn't lower pressure. But the studies need to go much deeper.
Because the ginkgo biloba improves the circulation, and that is key. And for all of you listeners who have glaucoma, we need to improve the circulation. So we're coming up to another break. You're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Kondrat. My guest is Edith Marks. And we come back, we're going to be talking about probably the most important aspect to helping control your glaucoma.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Have you considered Dr. Kondrat's 3-day program to improve your vision and quality of life? Would you like to improve your vision now? Did you know that over 90% of patients who attend the 3-day program have a significant change in vision? Answer these questions to see if you qualify. Do you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision? Have you been told by your eye doctor that nothing else can be done? Are you afraid of surgery or injections? Are you looking for an alternative method to improve your vision? And are you concerned about passing the vision test for your driver's license? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will benefit from the 3-day program.
Call now to see if you qualify. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328. Again, if you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision, if your eye doctor says nothing else can be done, if you don't want to have surgery, if you are open to alternative methods, and you would like to pass your driver's license eye exam, try Dr. Kondrat's three-day program. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Dr. Kondrat is the world's only board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic physician. He is the author of two best-selling books, Healing the Eye the Natural Way and Microcurrent Stimulation Miracle Eye Cure. Anyone with eye-related problems needs these books. Dr. Kondrat talks to us in an easy-to-understand language, gives us many ways to help keep our eyes healthy, and discusses the medical ramifications of macular degeneration in a simple and straightforward manner. It is a joy to have a medical doctor finally embrace the many alternative medicine tools that are out there today in an intelligent manner and from experience. Learn how he can help you improve your eyesight and clarity of vision. Call now to order one or both books today. 1-800-430-9328. That's 1-800-430-9328.
Improve your vision and pass your driver's license. Dr. Kondrat's special program has been designed to improve your vision quickly. It includes both of his best-selling books, four CDs of the best of healthy vision, a Snellen acuity chart, and a special audio CD on the steps you need to take to improve your vision quickly and pass your driver's test. A $120 value, yours for only $49.95. Discover how you can improve your vision quickly, without drugs, without surgery, and pass your vision test. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan? Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. eLoan Choice has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are at all-time lows, and that means lower interest and lower payments for you. Lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting, even one day, could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time home buyers, call eLoan Choice now. Call 800-917-3794. 800-917-3794. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that's the best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible and discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Rates may never be this low again in your lifetime, so don't miss out. Call 800-917-3794. Call 800-917-3794. 800-917-3794.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And with me is Edith Mark. And if any of you would like to purchase one of her books, either one or both of her books, Coping with Glaucoma, and her second book, Glaucoma Patient to Patient, they're both available on Amazon.com. Just Google her last name, Edith Marks, and you'll come up with both of her books. If you have difficulty in finding her books, please give the office a call at 1-800-430-9328. And we would like to hear from you. So if you do have any questions for Edith Marks, this is our last segment, so call in right now. You can reach us at 602-277-KFNX or toll free at 866-536-1100. And Edith, now we're going to talk about which I consider probably the most important factor in helping regulate your pressure and improve your health. So do you want to take the ball and talk a little bit about this last item?
Yeah, we live such hurried lives, and it gets more and more, because now people are on all the time. They're on the Internet, they're on their iPhones, they're on their iPads. They're constantly going. You never give your body a rest. And the body really wants to have a rest. The body needs to have a rest. And one of the ways that you can do it is through various methods of relaxation. You can try yoga, Tai Chi. There was a study on Tai Chi, and they found that people who did Tai Chi and took vitamins, that they had fewer fractures. This is older people. Now, one of the, you don't have to do a lot of yoga. They say you can do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, twice a day. Work with the yoga teacher just to get your body into a state of relaxation. Another thing you can do is total relaxation of the body. Again, if you work with somebody, it's easier. You start with your toes or you start with your eyes and you go all along the body, telling yourself to relax each muscle group. And that is a lovely way of relaxation. Again, it doesn't take long, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. These are just a couple of the ways. You can try Qigong. That's another way of getting in touch with your body. The thing is, you can't leave your body out of the equation. You can't do this constant double dipping of your body and trying to do everything. Women especially mothers with children, running the household, many women are also working, so they're trying to do three things at once, and they think they can do it, but the body begins to suffer from it because you're putting a lot of stress, and stress is definitely associated with glaucoma. It's associated with many other diseases, but it is associated with glaucoma also. The more you can reduce stress, the better it's going to be. And here again, we talk about exercise because exercise does help. But exercise without your iPhone. Don't carry any instrument with you when you exercise, when you take a walk. Just take a walk. Just look at, now it's spring. Just look at the trees. Just look at the flowers. Just enjoy what you're seeing. Look around. Don't have to be involved in a phone conversation every minute of the day. It's not necessary. You can talk to people. What you're saying can wait until another hour or another 2 hours when you can be more relaxed. Give yourself time. I think that is so important.
You know, I agree with you 100%. I think that glaucoma is a disease of the central nervous system and relaxation. And generally speaking, you know, the glaucoma patients that I see, they tend to be a little bit more uptight, you know, fixated on their glaucoma numbers. And these are the people, I think, once they begin to relax, they're going to find that their pressures are under better control. And I had a small...
A personalities.
There was a doctor that you and I are very familiar with, turn-of-the-century doctor by the name of William Bates. People made fun of him, and Dr. Bates said that all eye disease was caused by stress, right? And if you just relax yourself and reduce the stress in your eyes, you will help any eye problem that you have. And I'm a big advocate of palming. I think palming can be wonderful. It's kind of a form of meditation. And I also believe that palming can help lower the pressure somewhat because the healing energy from your hands are going into your eyes, and that healing energy can help lower the pressure. So I don't know what your feelings are on Dr. Bates and palming, but I recommend that all my glaucoma patients investigate Dr. Bates, his methods. There are many books out there on using this as an adjunctive treatment for your eyes.
Oh, yes, yes. How many years ago did he give us? 1920s, I think.
1917 through 20, and he was from New York. He's from your city, a very prominent eye doctor, and kind of really shook up the ophthalmic community by making those claims. And, you know, I always had, when I did my training, we made fun of Dr. Bates. You know, we thought it was a complete nutcase. And then when I read the book by Huxley, Aldous Huxley, called The Art of Seeing, that kind of got me curious about Dr. Bates, because Huxley, a brilliant author, philosopher, who wrote The Brave New World, Doors of Perception, and the book called The Art of Seeing, and Huxley had horrible eyesight.
All right, no, yes.
And then when he began the Bates method, he helped his eye problem. Helped his eye problem. So, you know, there's so many things that people can do to adjunctive treatment. And I don't want to, I'm not suggesting for people out there to stop taking their eye drops. You know, glaucoma is a serious disease, and, you know, most of the times you still need to continue your eye drops along with these other treatments. But all of these things can really, really benefit your eyes. So, Edith, any other comments you'd like to make?
Just one. I was talking to Dr. Kondrat before about the prevalence that I'm finding of glaucoma in younger people. It used to be called an old age disease, but it doesn't seem to be that way anymore. I belong to an international glaucoma online support group. And I would say that just about everybody in that support group, with the exception of myself, maybe two or three others, are under 50. They're under 50. And we're also talking about babies. And parents come on the line, and they talk about their babies, and their babies have already had glaucoma operations and shunts in their eyes. And they're trying to save their baby's eyes. So it's a very serious disease, and it may be quickening in the society, and we really have to do something about the environment, because there is just too much pollution around. We are breathing bad air. We are eating food that is contaminated. We are eating fish that maybe have full of free radicals and mercury, and that toxic. Our water, they put fluoride into our water, and that's not doing us any good. Instead of doing something like hydrogen peroxide, which they could do instead and would be beneficial, they still use the fluoride. And the reason they use the fluoride is because the organization that produces aluminum has an excess of fluoride, and so they sold the government on the fluoride that it would purify.
We're coming up to the close of the show, Edith.
Okay.
I want to thank you so much.
I just got
for your amazing, amazing contribution in helping glaucoma patients cope with their disease. And folks out there, if you have a chance, please pick up a copy of her book, Coping with Glaucoma and Glaucoma Patient and Patient, A Guide for You and Your Family. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. I want to thank all of you for listening, and I'm wishing you good health and clear vision. And until next week, I hope that you have a wonderful week.
If you have a mortgage in Arizona, there's a huge chance that you're upside down on that home. There is good news. Banks are encouraging short sales. At Renee Leach & Associates, we have the experience to help you get out from under a bad mortgage. It will cost you nothing. You can't wait. Banks are not going to allow you to short sale forever. Call 480-656-1644. Ask for me, Dave Leach, and let me help you gather the information you need to understand your options. Renee Leach & Associates, 480-656-1644, 480-656-1644, RLABrokers.com.
1-800-PLUMBER, finalist for the Small Business of the Year Award from the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, is still the 1-800-PLUMBER you've come to know and trust. Let us help you with your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Call 1-800-PLUMBER or visit us online at 1-800-PLUMBER.com today.
Tune in for your weekly Arizona Real Estate Update Wednesday at 3 p.m. Brought to you by OnQ Financial, Mortgages Simplified. The Arizona Real Estate Update is for everyone, from first-time homebuyers to savvy investors. Arizona Real Estate Update Wednesday at 3 p.m.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX News Time.